Here's what you might say when you go home. So I was in church today, and I noticed that the sermon title was Animal House. And the last thing I expected was that the preacher was going to talk about that college fraternity movie from 1978. But that's exactly what he did. You're familiar with the college fraternity movie from 1978? The antics of Pinto, Flounder, Otter, Boone, D-Day, striking responsive chords here, Hoover, and of course, the most famous one from the movie is John Belushi, who played the role of Bluto. And at the end of the film is hilarious, offensive, all that. At the end of the film, there's the anything but what is likely, here are they now kind of sequence there. The fraternity members ended up as Pinto was the editor of National Lampoon magazine. And Flounder was a sensitivity trainer. And Otter was a gynecologist. Boone became a cab driver and a writer. D-Day, whereabouts unknown. And then Hoover became a public defender, and Bluto, John Belushi's 0.0 GPA Bluto, was a U.S. senator. but there's more, because in a follow-up, it was a follow-up sort of mockumentary that said that the first movie was a documentary, and they were following up in 2002, 2003 to see where are the cast now. And here's what's happening in 2003, at least. Pinto wasn't in the follow-up. Probably was still the editor of the online version of National Lampoon's magazine. Flounder was the executive director of Encounter Groups in Cleveland. Boone was a film editor and a documentarian. Otter was still a gynecologist. Hoover was an assistant district attorney in Baltimore. D-Day, who is no longer unknown, is living off the grid in Modesto, California. And Bluto is the president of the United States. These folks in the movie and the Dartmouth fraternity upon which it was kind of made, they weren't supposed to end up the way they did in the Where Are They Now sequences. And I know that it's the movies, and Happily Ever After is not necessarily the rule anymore, but it's very common in movies. But 0.0 GPA Bluto as president, that stuff doesn't really happen, does it? I know, you can fail in college and be president and all that, but hold that thought for a minute. By the way, National Lampoon's Animal House is included in the Library of Congress as a, what did it say? In 2001, they added it to it saying it was culturally significant. In a way, it was the first of the gross-out comedies that there have been so many afterwards. But hold all those thoughts. We've got the Bible. We read the Bible today, Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. And it describes a place of peace. And this place of peace isn't accomplished by obliterating enemies. Place of peace is accomplished through cooperation. And I know that there's a little bit of non-peace language. Right in the middle there, it says, rod of his mouth, breath of his lips, striking and killing. But even notice there, it's through words of judgment and words of justice that wickedness and injustice end. Peace doesn't come from weapons and violence. See, this vision from Isaiah, the root of Jesse setting things in order shows wolves, lambs, cows, bears, lions, oxen, children, and snakes all getting along together with a little child leading them. The witness from Isaiah teaches what we ought to know, what we do know. War and violence don't bring peace. They only bring more war and violence. Hate breeds hate. Destruction breeds more destruction. You see, peace, true peace, it's about wisdom, it's about understanding, it's about cooperation among all. So anyone want to give that a try? Again and again, we keep having to do it again. All we are saying is give. Yeah, let's give. Let's keep giving peace a chance. Now, will there be a time when wolves, lambs, cows, bears, lions, oxen, children, and snakes all get along together with a little child leading it? I don't know if we're going to see that. And I don't think that the writer of Isaiah was really intending a literal take on all of the animals doing this together. I think that the intent was that seeing something upside down and sideways and out of order from the usual expectation is exactly what can be the expectation. No boundaries. Why do you think we put boundaries on what we think God did, or God is doing, or God will do? We do it all the time. God can't do that, or, well, that's not going to happen. God wouldn't allow that. Why would we think that our way of thinking can limit what God is doing? And when I say that, it might be something where you say, well, I never do that, but we do that. We put limits on what God is doing or what God can do all the time. Not that we could, but I think our own way of thinking does that. Why would we think that our wildest imaginations are the limit of what's possible? Isn't a world where enemies aren't possible? Isn't a world where violence and war are no more possible? Isn't a world where wisdom prevails possible? Isn't a world where understanding and cooperation going hand in hand possible? It isn't through violence and destruction that it's possible. It's cooperation. This week the world said goodbye to someone who believed it was possible. He wasn't a perfect man, but he was someone we're going to remember as someone who really changed the world. Nelson Mandela said this: if you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy. Then he becomes your partner. About 5 years ago, a sixth grade kid said something a little similar, because I, as you might expect, have been saying things like, love your enemies, for a long time. And I'm not the first one to say it, obviously. And this sixth grader said, if we love our enemies, then how are they enemies? And all I could say was, exactly. If we love our enemies, how are they enemies? Why would the concept of enemies even exist if that's what we did? So from Nelson Mandela and from a profound thinking sixth grader, with whom will we partner to change what is? And it's easy to look around and see, oh, what is? Violence, war, poverty, disease, anger, racism, bigotry, selfishness, greed, self-importance, self-righteousness, rejection. With whom will we partner to change that into what can be? Helpfulness. Peace. Prosperity. Health. Kindness. Acceptance. Sharing. Generosity. Humility. Welcome. Listen, we've got the Christmas program going on in the background there. That's for next week. It's through that door there. So who are the wolves? Who are the lambs? Who are the cows? Who are the bears? They're playing tomorrow. The lions, the oxen, the children, the snakes. I guess you can insert any group of people you wish into those descriptions. They must be the. It doesn't matter who you think are the dangerous ones, or the enemies, or the safe ones, or the allies. Because if we love our enemies, then how are they enemies? And if we want to make peace with our enemy, we have to work with our enemy. Then our enemy becomes our partner. Wolves, lambs, cows, bears, lions, oxen, children, and snakes. It's all one awesome and possible animal house. Amen.